This exclusive surveillance video obtained by CNN shows Amade Coulibaly and his partner Haya Boumediene last summer outside a Jewish institution in Paris. Sources tell CNN the duo was trying to blend in and scope out potential Jewish targets months before Coulibaly eventually launched a siege on a kosher grocery store where he killed four people. Today in France, authorities charge four men in connection with the Paris attacks. The first since the Charlie Hebdo massacre shocked the city. One of the suspects' DNA was allegedly found on a car used to transport Coulibaly to the kosher grocery store. This, as we learn, Bulgaria will extradite this Frenchman who was friends with the Kouachi brothers. The mayor of Paris tells CNN's Christiane Amanpour the city is still on heightened alert. We have to be very vigilant, she said, because for several months now we've known that jihadist teams have been setting up in Europe and France. Overnight in Germany, 200 police officers raided 13 properties of a group tied to Islamic extremists.
We're dealing with very complex networks. We need to be very cautious of what we're doing, and especially in our analysis of what is going on, whether these individuals have been inspired or directed by any of these groups.
In Belgium, counterterrorism sources say ISIS directed a plot that may have included attempts to murder police officers. Several suspects are in custody, but a manhunt is still underway for one of the cell's suspected ringleaders, Belgian ISIS operative Abelhad Abaoud. Authorities believe he may have been in touch with ISIS leadership from Greece.
And today in Holland, police there raided the home of one of the suspects allegedly associated with that Belgian terror cell. They confiscated his computer and cell phones. Jake, it's clear that the investigation there in Belgium and here in Paris is still very active.